Everything Racing Podcast presents Honest Racing Hype. Drive to Survive has been a smash hit for Netflix and for Formula One as it's opened the sport up to an enormous audience of people who otherwise wouldn't have given F1 the time of day. And as we all brace ourselves for the third season, why not kick back and binge watch the second season to remind yourself that, yeah, season one was better, wasn't it? Formula One, Drive to Survive, season two. Season 1 was great because it provided an edgy, unfiltered, all-access look at Formula 1 unlike anything we've ever seen before. And it included a hilarious amount of swearing, and everything is f***ing cooler with f***ing swearing in it. And with Season 2, you get more of that, only this time the novelty has kinda worn off a little bit, as Formula 1 continues to be exposed as a brutal clusterfuck of politics, bitchiness and f***ing swearing that we all found mildly f***ing amusing the first time around, but now it's just a bit f***ing sad. With people from the Formula 1 circus making the biggest mistake they could, showing us all what they're truly like as a person. I'm looking at you, Christian Horner. Enjoy a show which dives into the dramatic, exciting 2019 Formula One season, covering all the drivers and teams, except for Lando Norris, Daniel Kvyat, Alfa Romeo and Racing Point for some reason. All your favourite personalities from the first season are back, such as Daniel Ricciardo, who really doesn't like Netflix, does he?
Netflix are a real bunch of c***s, aren't they?
Kevin Magnussen, who apparently suffers from objectophilia.
He does not f***ing smash my door.
And everyone's favourite swearing machine, Gunther f***ing Steiner. If you weren't a fan of the Haas boss's approach in the first season, you're going to be horrified watching season 2, as he comes across as being one bad result away from snapping and slapping the piss out of everyone in sight.
F***ing you're in the wrong f***ing place. This is not the f***ing kindergarten here. Everything is f***ed up.
Good luck to Mick Schumacher and Nikita getting the bin. Steiner's gonna eat them alive. The biggest change with the second season is that Mercedes and Ferrari are actually covered this time, undoubtedly against their will. And boy did Netflix pick the right weekend to film Mercedes, as they picked the only weekend where the team made themselves look like a bunch of idiots. And I'm not just talking about those silly looking outfits they all wore. Watch the biggest mystery of the 2019 season be answered. Lewis Hamilton was actually ill in Germany. Watch the world champion struggle through the German Grand Prix race weekend whilst clearly really unwell, yet he still carries on and scores pole position. Fair play, lad. I can barely get out of bed when I'm unwell. And when it comes to Ferrari, Netflix decided that their home race in Italy wouldn't be very interesting to film them at, naturally. How about COTA instead? A race where nothing really happened for them, except for Ferrari taking up a second job of being a driver matchmaker.
We know we love each other, so just you can occasionally kiss if you want.
Start by holding hands.
Other personalities have time to shine as well, such as Nico Hülkenberg, who is well and truly the butt of everyone's jokes. Romain Grosjean, who is well and truly the butt of everyone's jokes.
Depends how many cars he destroyed this year. But...
And William Story, who is well and truly the Wait, Netflix actually portrayed Rich Energy in a positive light? It's Drive to Survive Season 2, a show which is still decent enough if you like swearing and you don't like Lando Norris, Daniel Kvyat, Alfa Romeo and Racing Point. Seriously, why weren't they featured? Youngsters who watch Netflix make up 95% of Lando Norris's fanbase. What a missed opportunity. And if you've got nothing else to watch, you should still give it a go. But it's not quite as exciting as Season 1. Or as fun. Or as interesting. Or as engaging. You get the picture. And as a cohesive documentary series, it pales in comparison to the F2 Chasing the Dream series on F1 TV. In fact, scrap all this. Watch that instead. Maybe season 3 will be better. I mean, Christian Horner told us 2020 was going to be great, remember?
2020 is set to become one of the biggest years in Formula One's history.
I mean, it was something, that's for sure. If you have a spare 10 hours to kill, sit back and binge watch this okay at best Netflix series, Formula One Drive to Survive Season 2, before Netflix undoubtedly gets bored of the show and cancels it after Season 3 like it does of everything else.